Well, welcome everybody to this second interview on this Saturday, May 25th, and we hope you're having a good weekend, and thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed the first interview that we had with Margie Giangiulio about the big event next week at St. Monica. The second interview today is going to be a follow-up interview that we did last summer, I think it was, talking about the formation of a new group called the DFW Catholic Writers Group, and I had back then the founder and facilitator of the group, Nancy Ward, on with me, and she the reviews were so positive, and everybody just liked it so much that we invited her back to talk and give an update on how this group is doing, and the latest news, and a national convention that's coming up in New Jersey later on this summer. So we welcome to the studio, she's here with me, Nancy Ward with the DFW Catholic Writers Group. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there.
And I think we mentioned last time, you and I go way back.
Oh, yeah.
You knew me when I was a little pipsqueak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
I'm a big pipsqueak. So, it goes way back. Our families are longtime friends, going back into the 70s, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get everybody up to date. First of all, for those who did not hear the first interview or two that we did about this, can you give just a basic synopsis of what the DFW Catholic Writers Group is and what your purpose and goals are?
Right. There's a national organization, the Catholic Writers Guild, which is a tremendous organization, and they usually have their conferences in the East Coast. Last year, they had their conference in Arlington. So at one of the sessions, I got up and I asked if any that was here locally would like to form a local writers group. And I collected about a dozen business cards from people. And so we started this group last September, just as a support group for writers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So our first meeting, we had three people showed up, and now we have almost 20. Coming, they get meeting notices each month, and about 5 or 10 people come to the meetings, different ones at different times.
Mm-hmm. Are these mostly, when you say a Catholic writer, you could be somebody who's Catholic and writes about Catholic things, or you could just happen to be Catholic and writing about, the Cowboys, kind of all inclusive, or is it these are people that are using their writing necessarily for the spreading of the faith?
Some of it's quite obvious that it's Catholic oriented, and some of it comes out, especially in the fiction, it comes out very subtly. It would be on Catholic themes. A couple of them just happen to be Catholics, but they're in the business world. They manage or edit perhaps a professional website or write for that. A writing book, like a parenting book or something like that, but it would reflect the values of the Catholic mm-hmm. Church.
Yeah, okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, you're meeting twice a month during the school year, which, of course, is coming to an end right now. And then during the summer, you'll be meeting once a month. Next meeting is June 14th.
Right.
And that's a Friday, and you meet over at the Half Price Books on Northwest Highway in Central.
Right.
So what goes on in the meetings? So what generally, how does it go about?
Well, you never really know who's going to come of this group of about almost 20 people. But we have people who write fiction, nonfiction, children's books, young adults, blogs, essays. Several of us are experienced editors, which helps to keep the group more professional. Everyone at the group has a short time to talk about whatever they would like to present, whatever they need support on, their writing goals, feedback on a plot or an outline, our critique. We're big on critiquing, if you can bring a blog, an article, or a few pages from a book manuscript to present to the group. If we have a really large group, we divide into two groups so that everyone will have an opportunity to present what they need support on.
And it says here, you gave me a very nice, I can tell you're an organized writer because you gave me a very nice outline to follow during this interview, which makes it very easy on my part. It says here, you added a second meeting at the University of Dallas during the school year, which will resume in September.
Right.
I would imagine that there would be a lot of students there that might be interested in something like this. Maybe they don't have time for it in the midst of all their studies. Who comes to the UD meetings?
Well, the ones that live more toward mid-cities.
Yeah.
Irving, and then the ones for Northwest Highway. Some of them come to both of them. It's not mutually exclusive. are the ones at UD are at night. The ones at Half Price Books are in the daytime. So it's partly geographically and partly to have a day meeting and an evening meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much the same thing goes on. It's just whoever shows up, it's a different synergism at each location,
yeah,
each meeting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. There are, and I know you know what I'm talking about here, and most people can relate to this, is that sometimes you pick up a book or you're reading a magazine article or a blog, and the words just kind of jump off the page. There are some writers that I know like this. I happen to like Peggy Noonan. I like the way she writes. I don't always agree with her, but every time I start her article, I finish it because she's just a great writer. What is that quality, and can that be taught?
I think some of it is inborn, some of it is taught, and most of it is the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I really think so. And, of course, you learn to go over your work and change it around to where it's more appealing, and that's one of the things with the critiques. I've taken articles that I thought were finished to the group, and they've said, well, I don't understand this, or this needs to go over here, and I'm like, I just didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the values of having someone else look at your work.
And obviously, you know, an hour and a half meeting, somebody given 10 minutes to present their work, is not really enough time to get into it deeply. Are you also sending each other your writings, for the other times during the month so they can read it a little more thoroughly? Or is all the work being done just in that meeting?
Well, right now it's all there, but that's been suggested. And
okay.
I think there are probably some people, especially with the editing, there's probably some people that are having some private discussions. I know outside the group, we do try to contribute to one another's websites and blogs and kind of keep up with each other by supporting each other that way. Or if someone has a prayer request, you send an email out or something like that. We've talked about having a Dropbox or something where people could put things. It hasn't really developed into that yet because most of the people wanted to keep it so far. I think when we develop our relationships a little bit better, perhaps that will develop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nancy Ward's my guest. This is the KATH Interview of the Week, and we thank you for joining us today. We're talking about the DFW Catholic Writers Group, and we're about halfway through this conversation. Is it easier to publish a book now than it was 30 or 40 years ago, just with the internet and all that, or does it make it more difficult?
I think it's easier if you're in a hurry or if you have the marketing avenues for yourself. I think that if you publish a book yourself and you don't have the marketing outlets, such as speaking engagements or something like that, then you can publish it. But the thing about it is you can promote it on the internet, but some types of writing and some personality types really need a publisher that can polish it, that can promote it at all the different books, trade shows and their catalogs and like that. So that's pretty much an individual decision mm-hmm. about how you want to do it.
And things are happening so fast these days. I was amazed when Pope Francis was elected Pope. I think within like a week or maybe 10 days, there were already biographies being put out about him. And there was like this mad dash and all the different publishing companies were trying to put out books on him. I bet you there are already 10 biographies of Pope Francis
that
are put out.
I think at least that, yeah.
Is that, you just wonder how well a book can be done that quickly. I mean.
Well, I heard an interview on EWTN with one of the authors. Forgotten his name. He's written about a dozen books or more, and he'd researched all the cardinals the last time around 8 years ago, the ones that were more likely to mm-hmm. Be elected, and he had a lot of material on Pope Francis. And so he, in fact, I got the book from a publisher to review on my website, and he just put it all together. And it's a lot of it's about Pope Benedict's resignation, a lot of history. But he had this whole thing pretty much researched when the election came. So he was really prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of these publishers may have things in their catalogs like they did when Pope Benedict, they had a lot of books that he had written.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think some people are just anticipating a little bit little
yeah,
bit better.
So a lot of it's written even before the thing happens.
The research,
they've
yeah.
got the research already done. They're yeah. not starting from scratch
no,
at that moment.
No, right.
Are there other groups that you know of in other cities across the country or the world just like this? How unique is this kind of a group?
Well, the Catholic Writers Guild has probably a dozen groups throughout the country that are affiliated with it that do the same thing.
Okay, so you do have an official relationship with the Catholic
yes,
Writers Guild.
Yes, we
okay.
do. Right.
All right, and I know you have the blog that has been created for this group,
right.
DGWCWG, which Dallas.
No, it's DFW.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. It's Dallas Fort Worth
okay.
Catholic Writers Group.
I was like,
so
where did that G come from? Okay,
DFWCWG.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. .blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, one of our members, Lisa Nicholas, she just one day she just said, you know, we need a place to put our stuff. So she just created this blog, and the next meeting she said, okay, we have a blog now. I'm like, okay. It was pretty nice. So she takes it has the meeting notices and resources for writing and editing. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's quite well done. She did
yeah,
a good job.
I visited
on
it today. And are you contributing information to that, or are all the members, or what?
Well, I send her a meeting note. I send her things that I get of contests and things, and she's pretty much doing that.
Yeah. Okay. But okay. And then there's another website that I think you've developed, joyalive.net.
Right.
How is that different from the other one?
Well, joyalive.net was my website, which was developed before the writers group was organized. And so that's my particular website. And we've come a long way. It's been in on the web about a year.
Okay.
And so now we have a lot more contributors. We have a Sunday homily every week from Father Bob Hills. Lots of new contributors. In fact, next week, we're doing a book review on giving a book away of Vinnie Flynn's 21 Ways to Worship, A Guide to Eucharistic Adoration. And we have an article by Father Mark Seitz, Bishop Mark Seitz, coming up next month. So we have quite a few more people that are contributing to the blog than we had a year ago. Mm-hmm. It was me. I was doing everything. And now it's developed into quite a busy
yeah.
place.
Do you get the sense that the momentum is growing? I know the numbers are not huge, but yeah. Like you say, they've grown by about 600% since
yeah,
your first
right.
meeting.
Exactly.
And I kind of think that, and I mentioned this last time we spoke, is that I think everybody has a book inside of them. I think everybody at least desires to write. I think if more people knew about this, I think it would really explode. How big do you want it to get? You don't want 500 people coming to your meetings, do you?
Well, there are some other groups in Dallas that aren't affiliated, aren't specifically Catholic or
yeah.
any particular religion. And they have these huge meetings where they divide everybody up into these different groups each time and critique each other's work. So we've got one young man that's in that group that's kind of showing us that. But I think that if you're going to, you need small groups for critique, mm-hmm. but if you have a large group, then like I say, you just divide them up into small
circles.
Could
be fiction, nonfiction, science fiction, children's books, things like that.
You can do that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can divide them up so that they're critiquing something that they're familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Who are your favorite authors?
My favorite authors.
Tough question. Huh?
I get so many books in the mail to review. It's like, what's the last book I read? That's my favorite.
So now, have they started sending you these since you started the blog?
Yeah.
Or so they know that you're.
Well, no, through the I've been to two Catholic Writers Guild conferences, and there's this huge trade show, and if you let me know that you do book reviews, you just come home with armloads of books. And then through the Catholic Writers Guild, they're always asking for people to review books to put the review on their website, or they have contests. So you get plenty of opportunities if you have a website
mm-hmm.
to review books. And so I get quite a few in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
good. So there are some book reviews on the website and the blog, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. So it says here there are no dues for the local group, but you're also encouraging people affiliated with the DFW Catholic Writers Group to join the Catholic Writers Guild. And what's
right.
the advantage of that?
Oh, the Catholic Writers Guild is just a wonderful resource. They've got all kinds of promotions and writing helps and blogs and little critique groups within their chat rooms, and it's just amazing. It's just a real professional organization of all different kinds of writers.
And they're having their national conference of the Catholic Writers Guild, Somerset, New Jersey. Well, we must have driven them away last year. They were here last year.
They found out that there's a lot more bookstores in the East in a concentrated area, and that's what the trade show is servicing.
Yeah, and it's associated with the Catholic Marketing Network.
Right.
And I remember talking to Ellen Napleton last time when they were here. Asked him if they were coming back to Arlington, and he lives here, and I'm sure he would prefer to have it here. But he said the same thing. It's a lot of people. There's just, I guess you just got to go where the people are, and more people involved in this kind of stuff are on the East Coast. So August 7th through 9th, it's for beginners or professionals, national CWG members meeting. You're going, huh?
I am.
Okay. Any other members from your group going?
I've emailed them around saying, who wants to travel with me? You know, do you want a roommate and all this kind of stuff? We haven't got any replies back yet, but we'll see who else is interested in going.
Mm-hmm. Now, how easy is it to make a living off of writing these days? Is that just like really rare, or do you think that's the goal of some of the people in the group? Or how difficult is it to actually make money?
I think that you can't start out like that. It's sort of like if you have another, it's like a lot of other jobs. If you have another income in the family, then you can do that and then work your way up to where you're publishing, where you're getting. But it takes a little while. Even if you're publishing yourself, it takes a little while to build up an audience. So it's not the easiest moneymaker there is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really love writing. It's got to really be your gift, your charism, that you just, you're just driven to do that. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you make money on it, then that's great. But sometimes you just got to do it anyway.
Have you always felt that way about yourself? That you're just, a writer at heart?
I have felt that way.
Mm-hmm. Some of the other things going on at the CWG National Conference, social media marketing panel, blogger summit, business of writing, author-editor relationship. What are some of the things that might appeal to some of the local folks who may want to take that trip up there?
Well, like you said about marketing your own work, there's a whole lot about self-publishing, marketing for Kindle, and things like that. There's a lot of people that... And for the ones that want a publisher, then what is your author-editor relationship? How do you pitch your book to a publisher? See, the publishers come to this trade show, so they're and our group is meeting at the same time. So we have publishers there that you can pitch your book to. In other words, you can have a few minutes to orally explain your book to them, or what you want to what you want them to publish, or your novel or prayer book or whatever it is. So that's a really good one-on-one contact with the publishers.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of social things where you get to know the publishers and the other writers.
And I see Father Apostoli is going to be there, Father Pavone.
Right.
There's going to be a reception for the Catholic bookstores. And I'm guessing since it's a Catholic group that there is a real stress on using your writing, your talent for the glory of God and for evangelization, because really when it all comes down, I mean, if someone's writing just to make a living, I mean, but really if you have that talent, I think, you should use it for God's glory.
We have Pat Gunn giving a talk on Your Word is My Delight, and Randy Hahn on finding your voice in the new evangelization. I mean, and your friend Teresa Tamio, she comes and talks to us always about social media marketing. She's very good about promoting yourself. And, there's just a lot of real, it's just an inspirational time to
We're just about out of time. Nancy Ward, by the way, has been my guest, and she is the founder and facilitator of the DFW Catholic Writers Group, and their next meeting is going to be Friday, June 14th at Half Price Books. on Northwest Highway, just east of Central Expressway in Dallas. And
right.
Then when the school year starts again, they'll be meeting again at UD as well. Yeah. What do you think, this may be an odd question to end an interview, but what do you think of like Twitter and texting and this real short form of writing? Do you think that's, does that like tear away at somebody's creative writing skills, or is this a good thing to be able to do these little spurty kind of writing?
Well, it can, but it can also sharpen your writing skills because you've got to learn how to say things in a very succinct way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real skill that a lot of writers of the past didn't really have to develop.
Yeah.
So it could go either way. The only thing about it is it's just, you just have to really watch that doesn't become your whole focus.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so many different ways to communicate that you're not just walking with your head down, looking at that or doing that, and you don't see the world
yeah.
around you, which is what you're going to write about.
Yeah, right. 140 characters or less. Anything else that you want to say before we let you go? Anything I missed?
I just want to say that there's been a lot of websites mentioned here, and they're all on my site, joyalive.net. So you can, if you want any more information about the Catholic Writers Guild or about the Dallas Fort Worth Catholic Writers Group, if you go to joyalive.net, you can find links from there. That's a little easier to remember than some of these other long titles.
Yeah, right. So. Okay, joyalive.net. They can also contact you if they have email
on
question
that,
or
through that. Yeah, through joyalive.net.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joyalive.net, like
right.
joy, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Alive.net. I love that name. Boy, that's great.
Yeah,
because we all want joy and we all want to be alive. And so.
Well, the idea of that is that the theme of that is that joy of the Lord. Joy is alive in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I got that.
Okay. Reminds me of that quote, the glory of God is the human person fully alive. Doesn't mention joy, but it reminds me.
It does. It's good.
All right.
Good.
Nancy Ward, thank you so much. Again, the website, joyalive.net. And I want to thank Diane Xavier for producing this program, as she always does such a wonderful job in giving me time cues and putting it all together. And thank you for listening. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And this is Christ the King weekend. And then next weekend is Corpus Christi weekend. And it's also going to be the weekend that my little son, Patrick, is baptized. So
hey.
If you have a moment and you want to lift up a prayer for him, I'd appreciate that very
Amen.
Much. It's a very glorious moment for him. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week for two more interviews of the week here on KTH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network.